From the WRCOFM newsroom, I'm Adam Hess. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff today in honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 Americans who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led the United States declaring war on Japan the next day and entering into World War II. The governor also proclaimed today as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Medicare patients wishing to make a change to their coverage are reminded that today is the final day to make changes. Medicare open enrollment is underway and will close today. Medicare coverage is not a one-size-fits-all situation. Your plan should fit your needs. If you're having issues or concerns, visit Medicare.gov. More than a dozen people were arrested after a protest at a Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting. UW-Madison police say around 50 protesters disrupted the meeting at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday at the Gordon Dining and Event Center, and 19 in total were arrested and released. According to UW police, student affairs staff and police officers warned the group to stop, but they refused and continued the disruption. Officers eventually cleared the group from the room so the meeting could continue. The protest included pro-Palestinian student groups from UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. The disruption lasted around 15 minutes. The Associated Press has learned that the Federal Bureau of Prisons is permanently closing its women's prison in California and will idle six facilities in a sweeping realignment after years of abuse, decay, and mismanagement. The agency informed employees and Congress on Thursday that it plans to shutter the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California. In addition to closing the FCI Dublin building, the Bureau of Prisons is closing its minimum security prison camps in Pensacola, Florida, Duluth, Minnesota, and Morgantown, West Virginia. It's also suspending operations at minimum security satellite camps that are adjacent to federal prisons in Oxford, Wisconsin, Littleton, Colorado, and Loretto, Pennsylvania. The closures come amid an AP investigation that has uncovered deep, previously unreported flaws within the Bureau of Prisons. Before you start sending off holiday donations, be sure you're not handing your money to scammers. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says there are criminals who try to pose as legitimate charities. That includes fake websites, fake emails, and spoofing their phone calls to look like they're from the charity that they're faking. If you're worried about a source of a charity and if they are using that money the way they say they are, you can check the Better Business Bureau's charity database at give.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the implementation of a new program to manage the brook trout population in the state of Wisconsin. According to a press release, Wisconsin's cold water streams are a perfect habitat for the fish, but warming temperatures could threaten them over the coming years. Through the Brook Trout Reserves program, DNR officials are encouraging residents to enroll their property in the Stream Bank Easement Program, plant trees along streams to keep them cool, and join their local conservation group. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western Wisconsin and the ATF Madison Field Office are joining together to highlight the dangers of machine gun conversion devices known as MCDs. The devices are an emerging threat, and law enforcement agents are increasingly finding them in Wisconsin. About an inch long, an MCD is an illegal aftermarket device that converts a semi-automatic firearm into a fully functioning machine gun. A firearm equipped with a machine gun conversion device is extremely dangerous, even for experienced firearm users, because it's difficult to control and is capable of firing 50 rounds in 4 seconds with a single pull of the trigger. To combat the rise of MCDs, U.S. Attorney Timothy O'Shea announced his office is partnering with law enforcement agencies, including ATF, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Postal Service to implement a district-wide strategy. The strategy has three parts. The first is enforcement. The U.S. Attorney's Office will vigorously prosecute cases involving MCDs. Although MCDs may be advertised as legal online to avoid law enforcement detection or to defeat internet advertising protocols, this is simply not true. The possession, manufacture, and/or sale of MCDs is a federal crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. An MCD on its own is considered an illegal machine gun under federal law and cannot be possessed even without a firearm. The second is investigation. MCD guides have been provided for local law enforcement agencies, and training on MCDs and ATF resources throughout the state of Wisconsin will be provided. Also, because many MCDs are shipped through the U.S. mail and other carriers, the Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Postal Service are working with ATF to further identify packages potentially containing MCDs that were shipped to individuals involved in gun violence or affiliated with criminal gangs. And finally, education is part of the strategy. The U.S. Attorney's Office and ATF are reaching out to local media, Crime Stoppers groups, and local public health departments to get the word out about the danger of MCDs. The city of Madison is posting speed limits in residential neighborhoods. As part of its Vision Zero Action Plan, the city is reducing speed limits on residential streets to 20 miles per hour. The Common Council approved the change following implementation of the 20 is Plenty program in two trial neighborhoods. 20 is Plenty is centered on the idea that a speed limit of 20 miles per hour is appropriate for local residential streets and will increase safety by reducing the speed on local streets. Signage will be updated beginning this winter with a goal to complete conversion early next year. Being Madison, people are already complaining on social media. Madison fire teams had to rescue a horse that got its head stuck in a wall. The fire department was called to a farm in the Dane County town of Burke on Wednesday for a report of a trapped animal. They found a horse that had its head stuck into a gap in a wall of a barn. Now, crews managed to free the horse after sawing a hole in the side of the building. The horse was uninjured, but was taken to a veterinarian for observation. A major pharmaceutical firm is expanding in Wisconsin. Eli Lilly on Thursday announced a $3 billion expansion of their Kenosha County manufacturing facility that the company acquired earlier this year. According to a company press release, the investment will extend Lilly's global parental product manufacturing network, helping to meet the growing needs and demand for its injectable diabetes, obesity, and future pipeline medicines across therapeutic areas. The company plans to start construction on the expansion next year and add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current 100-plus workforce at the facility that it acquired from Nexus Pharmaceuticals earlier this year. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City, CPKC, holiday train will roll into Wisconsin today with 13 shows scheduled over the next 3 days. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City holiday train tours Canada and the U.S., and it runs November and December. They're raising money, food, and awareness for the important work that food banks do in their community. The Wisconsin holiday train will be making stops in Sturtevant and Caledonia today. Sunday stops will be in Wauwatosa, Heartland, Oconomowoc, Watertown, and Columbus. Sunday stops include Portage at 115, Wisconsin Dells at 245 at 100 La Crosse Street, Mauston at 415, Toma at 530, Sparta at 650, and La Crosse at 830. Each show will feature a half-hour live concert by musical artists The Lone Bellow and Tierra Kennedy. Anyone wishing to attend a holiday train show is encouraged to bring a donation of cash or a non-perishable food item for the local food bank. All donations stay local to help feed those in the need in that community, and the food bank will have a station set up at each site to collect donations. Holiday train fans can follow the train via X Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. A live train tracker is available at cpkcr.com/holidaytrain. And the winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle for today is AJ Fowle.